Hello, welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast. I am Noelle, and this is episode 39, When Your Belief Turns Into Deceit. This is a topic that's very near and dear to me because I have experienced betrayal, as I'm sure most people have within their lifetimes. Sometimes certain betrayals will hit harder than others and take much longer to recover from than others. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Hopefully by the end of the episode, you will have some effective, helpful tips and strategies to implement into your own daily practice that can help get you past the feeling of pain or resentment or sadness or anger or whatever emotions you may currently be feeling that you don't feel like you've moved past. And again, I know that feeling. I can really relate to it. So I'm going to dig right into the topic now. So first of all, betrayal comes in many forms, and it's probably one of the most painful things to experience in our lifetimes. It very often starts when we're really young, when we experience our first feelings of betrayal. And as we go through life, generally, we will experience that with friends, family members, children, parents, and partners. And some betrayals, if we keep referring to it as that, I'm going to explain why I don't necessarily think we should use that term, but some betrayals definitely feel much more painful than others. And generally, that is when we're talking about the people closest to us. And obviously, betrayal doesn't feel that bad when it's somebody we don't really know very well or care about. But we'll generally get over it pretty quickly. But when it's somebody that we have a tremendous amount of emotion and attachment with, that person is going to deeply affect us when we feel like they've lied to us. So I was in a very long marriage, let's call it 14 years, with two children. And for many of those years, I personally was not happy. I knew we were probably not the right match. There were aspects to our relationship that were great, but there were so many aspects to the match that were not great. And this is a very powerful thing I'm about to say, which is just because we're aligned with somebody at a period of time in our lives, in our life, doesn't mean we're meant to be with them for our entire lifetime. We are actually taught to believe that we need to choose one person who is going to be our quote unquote soulmate. And very often we feel this somebody is our soulmate or our life partner because of how we feel in the moment or for a period of time. And we get very attached to somebody else. And we of course develop bonds with that other person. It still doesn't mean we're meant to be with them for a lifetime, which is of course why people cheat and why there's abuse within relationships and all sorts of other unhealthy patterns that develop. For myself, the person I was married to was a great match for a period of time. There was a tremendous amount of love and happiness for a period of time. But as I came to see that we were on different paths and journeys of what we wanted in life, from life, how to go through life, that's where these differences come to be highlighted. And when you have children with somebody, clearly it's much more difficult to leave a relationship. You feel responsible to that your children and the other person. So people often stay in very, very unhappy, unhealthy relationships or marriages when they know they don't want to be with the person and even shouldn't be with the person, but they find ways to justify it or simply they cheat or do things that are not very moral or ethical. Now, for me, betrayal for me came more after the relationship ended. I had a very difficult time ending the relationship because I knew my ex would never end the relationship. Even if he was unhappy also, I knew he was not going to end it. He was in it for life. That was just the way he was, even though he would probably be deceitful in other ways, he still wasn't going to leave. This is the case with many men. They're programmed to just stay and stick it out no matter what, even when they're miserable. This is why men cheat and they don't necessarily break up or leave their partner. It's usually the woman that ends the relationship because women will finally have enough and move on. And men, even though they have wanted to move on or even emotionally move on, they won't end the relationship in a formal way. Most of the time it's the woman. And this was the case in my situation. I knew I had to leave. What kept me in the unhealthy relationship for way longer than I should have stayed was financial insecurity, feeling like if I do leave, how will I be okay? It was, of course, feelings of doubt, like what if no one else ever loves me as much as he does? What if no one ever accepts me as much as he does? What if no one ever does as many things for me as he does? And then conversely, what if I never love somebody else? What if I'm unable to love anybody? If I'm not able to fully love and accept him, what if I'm not fully able to love and accept someone else? What if I don't find someone else, as a good match? I'm way too difficult of a person to find someone else who will match with me. All these feelings of self-doubt. Now, these are very common feelings. I know the feelings I had are very common, and yet it doesn't mean they're not justified, and it doesn't mean they're not, you know, important feelings. So those feelings are just some of what kept me in a marriage that I knew was not right for either one of us. So, and when you stay in a situation where you're not happy, your behaviors towards one another just get worse and worse and worse. You tend to lose respect for the other person. Your communication gets more and more closed off, and it just takes a downward spiral. I'm sure most people can relate to staying in a relationship far too long. Again, you know, men and women behave differently within relationships. And again, for the most part, the woman is going to be the one to leave. I'm actually, you know, if for any men listening to this, I encourage you to, instead of, you know, cheating or starting to look around for someone else to be a replacement, I really encourage you to be brave enough to leave the relationship without cheating first. And unfortunately, this is hard for most men because men, again, more so than women, very often don't want to be alone, or they have such a desire or need for sex that desire, need for sex takes over. And so they jump from partner to partner or find fast replacements for the previous partner, even when that replacement might not be the perfect match. This is what men do. I'm not insulting men. It's just a kind of a programming. And, you know, I think really it's ingrained in our DNA to kind of perform this way through life. So men will find a partner more quickly very often than a woman. A woman will take generally more time to find someone new. But this is why I want to talk about belief turning into deceit. How do you move past finding out when someone wasn't honest with you and when they either cheated, or even if they didn't cheat, they were not honest about other things within the relationship. And very often men will do things within a relationship that they don't justify as cheating or being dishonest if they're not actually having full blown sex with another woman. And then women will do other things as well. They'll do the same things. They'll find someone else to make them feel better. And they won't necessarily have sex with somebody else, but they'll find emotional attachment with other people or other men. And that's, we're just talking in in that sense of betrayal, but there's other ways of feeling betrayed, which is when you find someone was lying about other things. Maybe they were lying about the amount of income they were earning, or who they're spending time with, or how they're doing business, or things from their past, or whatever it is. There's lots of ways to be betrayed and feel lied to. For me personally, the feelings of betrayal came after I ended the relationship, when I found out things about the person I was married to that I never knew and that I never would have even imagined or suspected. And that betrayal for me came after the relationship ended, because even though I didn't want to be in the relationship anymore, it doesn't mean that being lied to by that person you knew or still know for so long and share children with, it doesn't mean that betrayal isn't going to still hit really hard. So for me, I've had to work past a ton of pain after the relationship ended, having nothing to do with wanting to be with that person. The betrayal for me had to do with accepting the fact that this person I was married to really had other sides to them and other almost lives they were living that I never even knew of. How do you move past that? So let's talk about this now. The first thing is expectations. When we're in a relationship, we have expectations for how we want that person to treat us. We have expectations for what we think we deserve from them. I've been very guilty of this personally, and I'm sure many of you can relate to this. It's what do we expect that person to give us in return for what we're giving them? And this is where our letdowns begin to happen. This is actually the beginning of betrayal, because every time we're in a relationship with somebody and they don't act the way that we feel they should or give us what we feel we deserve, and we're putting all this expectations on them, we're going to start feeling betrayed. This was very true for me. So that's the first thing. The first thing we need to do to kind of nip that feeling of betrayal in the bud and try to prevent it from happening at all is to let go of expectations that we put on the other person. This means getting into a relationship from a much healthier standpoint. Typically, we attract partners who are just going to reflect back to us the unhealed aspects of ourselves. And I really want to say that again, because if you're not aware of this, you're generally going to keep doing it. We attract partners who reflect back to us the unhealed aspects of ourselves. So they're going to simply we want them to fill in voids within us. Again, like opposites attract, they say. Well, this is very true, because we're generally looking for someone to fill up the gaps in where we feel we're less adequate. And we'll say, you know, oh, he's very outgoing, I'm very shy, we're a perfect match. Or they're a go-getter and I'm really not a go-getter, that's a perfect match. Or they love going places and I'm kind of more of a homebody, so we balance each other out. Or they're kind of loud and obnoxious and I'm a little more quiet, and I kind of like that about them because it brings out the more outgoing side of me, or whatever you tell yourself. So these are examples of what people say to themselves when they enter into relationships. Or very often we're looking for that person to heal us from past trauma. So we want someone to bring us safety, which is really an illusion, because no one can ever really bring you safety. You have to bring yourself safety first. And so this is common for women. They're going to be attracted to a man who they feel quote unquote safe with, who could protect them from danger or from harm or from bad things. And again, this is an illusion, because we really have to find the protection and safety within ourselves. This is where betrayal and disappointment will come, is if we attract people with these expectations. So being aware of what we are looking for in another partner is the first step. Because if you make a list, which I do recommend doing, if you're not in a relationship right now, or even if you are, but that relationship has turned into something unhealthy. Make a list of your top desires for a partner, and then make a list of what you feel you bring to a relationship. And then look at those two lists and see how they match up. Now, the more aware you are of what you're looking for in another partner, the more you can address why are you looking for those things in another partner? Where are the empty holes within yourself that you're looking to fill? Because if we're looking for a partner to be like the caulking or, you know, the hole filler, we're generally going to be disappointed. Now, this, if you look around at all the people you know in relationships, or think about the amount of people you know who bounce from relationship to relationship without skipping a beat. They just move right on because that's their way of healing. They're not even going to work on themselves, or if they do, it's very minimal. And they just look for someone else who's quote unquote better, someone who's so different from the last person, someone who's just not at all remind you of the other person. I mean, this is what we do. We try to find someone incredibly different or who has who goes through life differently, etc. This isn't necessarily the best thing to do. Maybe it works for some people. We all know people who were married, started cheating on their partner while they were married, and then end up with that person that they were cheating on their partner with, and they get married. And I personally always wonder, how does that work out? How does that work? We never healed what we just left. We moved right into something else. And in fact, that new relationship overlapped the old relationship. The relationship started off from a place of deceit and betrayal energetically. And we didn't even give that other person, and we didn't really properly end or heal that other relationship. And we just got into something new without resolving anything or healing from that pain, pretending like this new person's going to be the perfect answer. So we just kind of transfer over all that other unhealed stuff. I wonder, how do those relationships work out? You know, energetically, we attract always, always, always what we need in the moment. It's impossible for it to be any other way. Even when what we attract is seemingly not good, it's still exactly what we need in the moment. This is the way the universe works. Now, the more healed and whole and healthy we are, the better our partner is going to be for us, the happier we are going to be in a more long-term relationship, the more healed we come into a new relationship. This again is how the universal energy and laws work. So how do you know when to leave an unhealthy relationship? The longer you stay in an unhealthy relationship, the more unhappy you will be. The more unhappy you will be, the more it affects everyone else in your life negatively. That's why I always recommend, if you feel that the relationship you're in cannot ever be helped or saved, please move on as quickly as you can. So the fear of moving on is what keeps people stuck. And one of the ways to move past that fear of being alone or not being able to financially support yourself, or what if someone else never really loves you or accepts you for who you are, or what if you can never really love or accept somebody for who they are? So how do you move past that? The first thing you do is get very, very, very clear on what it is that you desire and deserve in life. What do you desire and deserve in life? Write a list of what those things are. I recommend keeping the list, you know, to about 10, but you can put as many things on that list as you want. And when you're more clear on what you want for your life, in your life, the perfect partner will start to manifest more readily. I also do recommend making a list of the aspects you desire in a partner, but don't make a list of what you desire in a partner without making a list of what you can bring to your partner. Because we often think about what we want and what somebody can give us. It's better to come from a place of what do I have to offer somebody? How, what do I have to bring to a relationship that's going to bring someone else happiness and joy and fulfillment? The healthier we are, the healthier our partner will be that we attract. The more unhealthy we are, the more unhealthy the partner will be that we attract. Again, this is just the law of the universe. So if you look back at past relationships or maybe your current unhealthy relationship that you're in, you're going to see patterns of unresolved stuff that gets carried over into the next relationship because maybe you never worked on healing the past pain. It's never too late to start. And by the way, this doesn't have to be years and years and years of work. It just start now. Start resolving and looking at some of the things that you've carried over right now. So make a list. Here's another list to make of unresolved past pain and hurts that you feel you haven't really, you know, moved on from. By the way, it's as easy to move on from past pain as it is to change a belief at any time. A belief is simply a thought that you are choosing to think over and over and over again. That repetition of that thought is what turns into a belief. That's why in the media, we find brilliant brainwashing mechanisms being used on us 24 hours a day. First, they introduce a new phrase. Then they repeat that phrase over and over and over. Then they run that phrase at the bottom of the screen through. This is all subliminal programming. So then you get people used to the phrase. Now they're saying the phrase. And now they're actually believing the phrase. Well, even if that phrase sounded crazy at first and insane and ridiculous, by that repetitive pattern that we see on the TV or hear, now we're believing that phrase. The same goes for any of our own thoughts. So any thought that we have that we repeat on an ongoing basis will turn into a belief. This is why it's very easy to move past pain if you understand how pain works. Pain is attached to emotion. Emotion is attached to belief. Belief is attached to thought. So if we skip the middle and we say a thought is simply pain, a pain is simply a thought. So if we can change that thought, we can change that pain. So you do this by reassociating the thought, the pain, with different thoughts. So we can transfer the painful memories of being lied to or being deceived. And we can turn them into positive thoughts that lie or deceit was meant for me. It was meant to turn me into somebody else. It was meant to teach me a lesson that I needed to learn. I'm grateful for that pain. I'm grateful for being lied to because I needed that lesson to propel me into a different phase in my life and to propel me past thinking I needed to believe that. There's all sorts of different ways to get past pain. But again, pain is just changing the thought. So I recommend writing down if you were lied to or betrayed or deceived in any way, write down all the thoughts you have associated with that pain. It's like a free form exercise that's very, very effective and actually kind of fun to do because these are the things we generally don't do, but this is how we heal. So write down all the words or phrases or thoughts associated with that betrayal or deceit or that lie. Don't attach them to the person. Just attach them to that pain and on everything you felt about it or whatever words come to mind regarding that betrayal. It could be one incident. It could be several incidents. Just like as a free form, just write down on paper with pen all the thoughts you had associated with that pain. And now I want you to, when you're done doing that, look and read all those thoughts. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take all those thoughts or all those words associated with that pain or betrayal and write down the most positive aspects of those same thoughts. So it's like an opposite. Sometimes it won't be an opposite word, but maybe it will be. So look at that thought, but turn it into the most positive aspect or the most positive version of that same thought. And on another piece of paper, write all those down. So if you understand kind of what I'm explaining, this might not be very clear, so I want to make it more clear. So take that pain or betrayal or deceit. Think of all the words that you can that are associated with that pain. Anything you can think of. Nothing's crazy. Nothing's weird. Just write down as many words as you can think of, and then take those same words or thoughts and put them on another paper and write down the most positive versions, aspects of those thoughts or words. And I want you to read both. And then you're going to take that list of all the painful words you associate with that pain or betrayal. You're going to rip it up, throw it away. And now I want you to just keep that other list present of the most positive words that were associated with that pain. You basically inverted all those hurt, all that hurt and pain, painful words. And I want you to just read and focus on the most positive words. This is one really effective way to get past pain. Because again, pain is just a belief. Belief is just a thought you're choosing over and over and over again. Yes, pain is attached to emotion, but emotion is also just a thought. If you trace emotion back, it's just thoughts and feelings that we're choosing over and over again. That's why we can change our emotions and we can change our emotional reaction to something anytime we choose to change the thoughts or beliefs related to that emotion. I'm going to start to wind this up now because we're almost at 30 minutes and I want to keep this under 30 minutes. So I recommend maybe, you know, listening to this episode several times, skipping past the parts that maybe aren't super relevant to you, and then focus on the strategies I just gave you within this episode. If you ever want help moving past pain or deceit, or in help in manifesting what you desire and deserve, I do free sessions. The link is in my bio on Instagram or in YouTube or wherever you're listening to this podcast. And I do free manifestation sessions. And I love helping people move past pain or fear or anything that's holding you past so that you can start living the life you deserve right now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful, please like it, share it, comment, or ask questions, or send me a direct message. And I look forward to hearing if you found any help from this episode. Please let me know. Have an amazing day manifesting the life of your dreams.